a dream about a dog I was walking.
In November of 2004, the Ontario legislature moved to ban pit bulls. At the front of this was our Attorney General, Michael Bryan, who had this to say.
The question really is this an inherently dangerous dog? Doberman pincers? No. Pit bulls? We say yes, and we're having a debate in the legislature about this.
The result of that debate would be the banning of pit bulls in Ontario through the Dog Owners Liability Act, a bill that has been controversial for multiple reasons. Opponents of this bill point to the vagueness in the definition of a pit bull, which lists the three most major breeds of pit bull: the Staffordshire Bull Terrier, the American Staffordshire Terrier, the American Pit Bull Terrier, and a fourth, the Pit Bull Terrier, which is not officially recognized as a breed. Their problem isn't with that, though. Their problem is with the including of the clause, a dog that has the appearance and physical characteristics that are substantially similar to the breeds I just mentioned. I talked to Emily Ugarenko, co-founder of Adorable, a pit bull advocacy group, to get her side's explanation of how this bill works and why she felt it was unfair.
Guilty until proven innocent. Somebody comes up to you and says, I think that dog may be part pit bull. The onus is on the owner to provide the paperwork and say, no, it's not. It's these two breeds. Because if you come to someone in enforcement that's questioning this situation with my own dog, my black dog, she's considered a lab cross. You know, Heinz 57, she's probably 20 different breeds. But to say lab cross, that cross or mix leaves the door open for someone to say, well, who's to say the other mix isn't quote unquote pit bull? So you're in the position of having a veterinarian. And this was a big issue with the Veterinary Association, because veterinarians are not breed experts. Even breed experts are breed experts on purebreds. When you take a mutt dog, I mean, who knows? The Veterinary Association really didn't want to be put in that position to essentially sentence a dog to death or not.
This sounds like a lot of responsibility to be giving our animal control officers. So I decided to have a talk with Kent Latanzio, Director of Animal Care and Control of London. He had this to say about dogs that could be confused as pit bulls.
Now, under the legislation, under the Dog Owners Liability Act, even if they come in as a mix, they can be considered a pit bull. So you can have a pit bull mixed with one of those three breeds, and that will fall to the legislation.
So I asked if in London, breeds like labs were being targeted by this.
Certainly not in the city of London. I don't know about other municipalities. I know what happens here. I have a good idea what happens in the industry as well, but in the city of London, if it's a mix with a lab, the owner has every opportunity to provide proof that it doesn't have pit bull in it.
With breed and genetic predispositions being a factor, I decided it was time to talk to a dog behavior specialist. Enter John Wade.
I've written a syndicated newspaper column through Sun Media and about pet behavior, and I teach vet students at the University of Guelph on electives about behavior, and teach at conferences how dogs see the world, how they make connections, and specifics about aggression, how to assess dogs that are aggressive. I've been doing this full-time for 25 years, and about 80% of the work that I do has become working with dogs that are problem dogs, and they are also often at the last door. If I'm unable to help, those dogs will probably be euthanized.
So I asked him if pit bulls were a more vicious breed.
We're going to have to examine that word vicious first, and let's replace it with aggressive. And any dog can be aggressive, but all dogs are sort of something that we've created through something that was either a wolf or very wolf-like, and we've tried to breed selectively for traits that made our lives easier. So people got different interests, and so there's a bunch of people who were interested in dog fighting, and so they began to breed for dogs that had aggression. Now, one of the things in these types of dog fighting rings is the dogs were to fight to the death, and that's not a natural trait in dogs. If they live in a pack, they have difference of opinions, yes, and there are fights, and yes, things can get out of hand. But you have to be able to exert self-control because you can't hunt if everybody's limping around or dying. The pit bull breed, one of the things that was encouraged was a lack of inhibition to stop when the other dog, let's say, surrendered. So they will fight to the death. So this was a breed with that predisposition. It's not... So we have dogs are very good at herding, dogs that are, and this is just a breed trait. without giving it any sort of value. It's a good or a bad thing. It's what they do. The thing, though, if you look at any dog that we have emphasized guarding or aggression, is one of the other things that we include in the breeding program is the ability for the dog to take direction and exert self-control when it's working with a human being. Otherwise, it would be dangerous and useless to have around. So the pit bulls that showed aggression towards human being historically were removed from that gene pool. So they ended up with breed that was fairly stable around human beings. So they were aggressive towards other dogs, but they were good.
So is the breed the problem?
If the breed isn't the problem, and it wasn't, it was indiscriminate breeding and irresponsible ownership. What will the end result be? And I had an opportunity to meet with the attorney general at the time when they were when they did ban the breed. And my question was, what did he feel would happen if they did breed, or if they did to ban this breed? Was the speculation that the people who were irresponsible pit bull owners were going to go out and buy hamsters instead of their pit bulls? And of course, that's not what they did. What they did is they looked for other breeds, and there are. Pit bulls' genetic predisposition is aggression towards dogs. That's the way it's supposed to be. But there are dogs that are 2 to 3 times the physical size of a pit bull that have been bred to be war dogs. And they're very fierce. And in the wrong hands, they're very, very dangerous. And that's what we see now.
Kent from Animal Care and Control also agrees that the ban has caused more different aggressive breeds to gain popularity.
We do have other breeds that bite viciously. And again, I mean, you may have heard it, but there are other breeds, other large aggressive breeds outside of pit bulls that are, you know, becoming a more popular dog now as a result of that.
Another part of this bill that has some people uncomfortable is Section 14, which states that if it would be impracticable to get a warrant, officers may enter and search any property if the officer feels that it is necessary to prevent harm to any person or domestic animal, which, with the wording of the law, could allow for easy warrantless searches given the labeling of inherently dangerous these dogs have. Though, I have no evidence of this having been abused. You ain't nothing
but a hound dog. This breed-specific legislation is horrendous legislation, folks.
Last year, a bill put forward by NDP MPP Sherry DeNovo was introduced and even gained support from the Conservative and Liberal parties. The bill was Bill 16. Emily was there for the first reading.
The vote came through in favor of going to a second reading, and when that happened, the entire floor, with the exception of, you know, about a dozen Liberal representatives, stood, turned to us in the gallery, and began to applaud. You know, as tears streamed and all of us hugged each other, that there actually might be hope.
Later, while voting on these amendments, MPP Hillier expressed his frustration.
It was clearly demonstrated through the committee hearings by all experts that there is no such thing as a pit bull, and there is no way to identify a pit bull. Okay,
End the vote.
This is because it had reached a tie vote, and he understood what that meant.
I cannot, in fact, cast a vote in favor of your amendment. And thus, the amendment fails.
Earlier, the Liberal MPPs voting against the amendments had said that they would give their reasons afterwards for voting against. This is what came of that.
If people want to hear from the member, then we will hear from the member.
There is a bill in place that was Bill 132 that was put in place. I, as a government member, I can't speak for all of them. I support the original bill. This new bill that was created, we did not vote against sending it to the House. We just voted against the amendments. So thank you.
Thoughtful reflection on those amendments.
This committee now stands adjourned.
As of today, people are still working on repealing this bill, but still, it feels like we're missing a point.
As it stands right now with our animal laws, in terms of dogs that cause damage to people and other pets, but also in terms of people that abuse and abandon animals, there's only a handful of cases where people have been banned from owning another animal. And if that's the case, it's usually only for a couple years. Pretty scary stuff.
The battle over this legislation continues today, with MPP Hillier tweeting out on March 22, 2013, that he would be reintroducing Bill 16. For In Your Backyard, I'm Ian Campbell.